views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. However, our Artie is still in London getting all kinds of smart, and I have an amazing guest star today. His name is Guy Lazarus. He is the most amazing, incredible healer, and my privilege and honor to call him my dear, dear, dear friend. Guy, how are you, sweetheart?
You're just spoiling me. Hello, everybody.
You can't get spoiled. You're too humble. I can't take you.
I don't feel like such a guest anymore. I feel like a fixture.
You are a fixture now.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you, and hello again, everybody.
Isn't he a great guy? I mean, when I was so privileged, and Guy and I just met randomly one day, and him and I just felt this amazing connection. And we kept it to ourselves. But he was thinking it, and I was thinking it, and not till very recently did we vocalize it to each other. And it was so meant to, he was so meant to be in my life, and I was so meant to be in his life, and I just feel very honored that Spirit brought us together.
Well, I have to correct you. I have to correct you. Nothing happens randomly.
Well.
And we'll be talking more about that in part two of the show.
This is so true. We have an amazing show for you today, guys. Oh, my gosh. You know, we had the honor yesterday of doing Dr. Pat's show. And one of our topics was, how do you know when your child is really seeing spirit or if they have imaginary friends? And we only had an hour to do it. So Guy and I were speaking this morning, and we decided, since we didn't get to the point that we wanted to make, we would do that on this show. And it's not going to take a lot of time. It's just, I really wanted to tell all the moms out there to rest easy when their children start to, talk to you about imaginary friends. When they start giving you names, guys, is when you really have to pay attention. They're going to give you names, and they're going to give you what they look like, what they're wearing. So I want you to pay attention to all that stuff. But there's 9 steps, which I will give you after the break. These 9 steps will help you get a grip on if your child is really speaking to spirit or not. And Guy has some really great points on that I want him to bring out too today. Right, Guy?
Well, yeah, I wanted to kind of finish up from yesterday. For those who are just catching up, we were talking about, I had mentioned the fact that when we are born, our energy is very, very strong, and our openness to spirit, to God, to receive all this energy. And from the time we're born, between the time we go home, something happens, whether it be your religious beliefs, how you were raised. You know, certain religions teach that what we do is basically forbidden. So a person's energy throughout their life, just by their religious beliefs, how they practice, could kind of fade away, and that energy level could decrease significantly.
Yes. You know something? What Guy is saying is so true, because we all love God, those of us who believe in God. we all honor what we're told to honor instead of having a one-on-one relationship. That's where religion gets in the way. I mean, I don't feel, being Catholic, that I have to tell the things that I'm ashamed of that I do. I mean, it's not a lot because I'm basically a very mellow person, but there are some things that are classified sin. And there's different stages of sin in the Catholic religion. And I don't feel like I have to go to another human being for forgiveness. God is so unconditional that he forgave me before I even did it. Before I even had the thought of doing what I did that might have hurt somebody or might have done something stupid, because sometimes I don't think when I speak, I just blurt it out. He's already forgiven me, you know? So and those are very valid points. And we also want to bring up indigo children. That's really important, indigo children. So before we start, I'd like to give you the studio number, because today our topics are really great. And this is really, one of these topics is something that I am really, really into, folks. It's what do your dreams mean? So I want you guys to call up and get involved. Even if you've been having a dream that's reoccurring and you can't figure it out, or you think it means something, trust me, it means something entirely different. And it took me a really long time and a lot of reading to find out that, let's say you dream of your washing machine breaking down. Right away you get panicky, oh my gosh, I know my washer and dryer are gonna go, or something is gonna go electronic, and you start really making a mountain out of a molehill. But meanwhile, that dream means something totally different on the other scale of the spectrum. So I want you guys to get involved. I want you to call. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your dreams, and we're going to interpret them. Okay? So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Now I'm going to give it to you again. For the people who are rushing and scrambling for a pencil and paper, that would be me. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you want to call in also for a mini reading, God bless you, come on down, call in. We'd love to hear you. Also, if you want to call for some healing and for Guy to give you some pointers on what you can do to prepare yourself for his healings, we'd love to hear that too. Or if you just want to get Guy's telephone number, which I'm about to give you, give him a buzz, and he could do so many things, because he works on vibration, hearing your name, hearing your birth name, actually, your age. He works on all that energy. All those vibrations translate into energy. So he's very, very good, either in person or on the phone or on the radio. It's amazing. It's just, God is so wonderful, and our guides are so wonderful. They allow us to do that.
Don't forget, I also work on animals.
Oh, very important. Oh, my gosh. I forgot to tell you. My dog, unfortunately, my love of my life, my fuzzy son, the older one, who is all of five, is dying of osteosarcoma, which is a terrible bone cancer, which is literally a death sentence. Well, he was so lethargic and tired, and he was acting terrible. He wasn't eating. Unbeknownst to myself, last Friday, Guy went home and gave him, in the middle of the night, this amazing healing energy. The next day, and I had no clue of this, the next day, I said to my husband, honey, look at Harley. He looks like a puppy again. He's running, he's jumping, he's eating, he's doing... I says, oh my gosh, what's going on? Not realizing... Guy calls me about 3 hours later. He says, how's your dog today? I says, you know, funny you should ask. I said, he's like a puppy. And he started laughing. He says, you know, I gave him healing last night, a lot of healing. I said, O-M-G.
And the energy was very well received.
Very well received.
You know, I would like to help as many people as I can. And I could be reached at 646-302-1813. And if you'd like to send an email describing your situation, you could send it to ReikiEnergyHealer1111@gmail.com.
Folks, he's fantastic. I can't even get enough of that across to you. The man is so gifted. and so talented.
And then we have our friend across the pond,
yes,
who shall return next week, God willing.
Excuse me. I just spoke to him about maybe 20 minutes ago. He's having a blast. He's learned so much. He can't wait to come home and share it with me. He said that the people there are amazing and loving, and the energy is over the top. And he started laughing. He says, you would put it, Sky. It's 100 million percent of what you would have expected and more.
That's a very large percent.
Yeah, well, that's, I always get carried away, you know. He says 100%. I say 100 million or 1,000,000% or 1,000%. But he said, wait till I come home and share all this with you. And I felt in his voice the energy that he's carrying. I said, honey, that energy will never leave you. It's now ingrained in your soul. So I'm really excited about that. And if you want to call him for a reading, Artie's number is 877-ANGEL-02. And trust me, you will not be disappointed. He's great.
They're actually going to be very fortunate, because this is going to be the new and improved Artie Hoffman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to sneak in my number, in case you'd like a really good reading or some psychic knowledge, my number is 908-500-1474. And I can give you private readings at your leisure, through the phone, through in person, if you live close enough to me. So don't hesitate to call any of the three of us. We're here for you. And with that, guys, we are going to have to break for a moment for station identification and some commercials. That's what they call those.
Gotta pay the bills. Gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, we have to pay the bills right now. So folks, stay tuned to us and we'll be right back.
Son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me away.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Guy Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
And that was a great song. And welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with today, Sky Siegel and Guy Lazarus. Hey, Sky and Guy.
That's Sky and Guy, in for the great Artie Hoffman.
Right? Oh, Artie gives and extends his love and regards to everyone. And he does apologize for not being here, but it's very well worth it for all of you folks out there. So he is bettering himself for not only himself, but for all of you. So not getting off track.
I miss my beautiful friend.
So do I. I miss him so much, you know, but he's been calling me like every day, every other day. So that's really good. Yeah. I'm really happy about that. He's a great guy. He's having great fun. He says to me, the grounds, he's staying at the college. He's staying at the Finley Institute in England.
Yeah.
And he said to me, that every time he walks down another path, he's waiting for Harry Potter to jump out at him.
Yeah, he called me on his first day of school. He was early for class.
Oh, you know, and plus he had jet lag. My gosh. It was like immense jet lag. So he gave himself an extra day or so to try to recuperate before classes started, which was very smart. So we all miss you, Art. And
yes, we do.
We're hoping for you to return soon. And with all that knowledge behind you that you can share with all of us, we're very excited for you. All right, getting back to if your child can see ghosts, what do you do? What do you do? And that's where we didn't get into yesterday. So just briefly, I've got about 9 little things that I want you to look for, and I'm going to read them to you. If your child has a long history of sleeping troubles, usually starting in infancy and then toddlerhood, with not sleeping through the night or waking up like in the middle of the night or crying out, that's one of the signs, okay? If your child frequently stares off into empty space or at blank walls or windows, that's another sign. If your child talks about people, bats, monsters, or et cetera, that you can't see, that's another, you know, red flag. Okay, guys? If your child talks about individuals and beings that you can't see, that's a biggie. All right? If your child points and talks about animals that they can't see, that's something to look after. Usually, children will come to children. That's the most beautiful thing in my world because, you know, you have to realize that these children who have crossed are young, 6, 7, 8, you know what I mean? And they're lonesome, obviously lonesome, and they come to interact, you know? So if your child shares their food and drink with a seemingly non-existing being, that's something else to look for. If your child suddenly gets nervous and scared in public places, or often is looking down and is not alert with their eyes, you know, and not focusing on the person they're speaking to, that's another indication. And the last one is if your child comes running to you fearfully while playing outside, you know, and there's no danger involved or there's nothing that he should be running in or he should be running in about, that is also a big sign. So I thought we would just go over that today briefly because I kind of felt like I didn't give you enough yesterday. So forgive me for that. And I just wanted to leave you with that, folks. Today, as Guy was telling you, we have 2 amazing topics. The first topic that we should be speaking about, which we might switch them around, how to build spirituality. Now, this is all on Guy. My spirituality was just, I think it had to be born inside of me. It was just instilled, ingrained, I don't know how. But I was always, like, I remember talking to God or being before I was even conversing with my family. So I remember thinking and knowing that there was someone else with me, even though there was no one evidently with me. So my spirituality was built on a very natural platform. Now for people who are lacking a hole in their heart and they feel as though, hey, you know, something's missing. I've got this, I've got that, I've got friends and money and happiness, and all of a sudden, they really wake up one day and say, I have all these blessings, but I feel empty. Well, that emptiness is the lack of spirituality. And I'm going to give this over to Guy because he really knows a lot about this. Right, Guy?
Well, thank you. Well, I would say to build, like you were just saying, you know, somebody could accumulate a lot of stuff. But when it comes down to it, all it is stuff.
Right.
It does not fill that void. What fills that void is spirituality and that one-on-one relationship with God. You know, some people call him source, creator. I prefer God, always did, always will. sorry to disagree with you people.
I call them the
but,
bulls.
You know, somebody could say, hey, I'm spiritual. But really, when you dig into it, if you live through your ego, which is cherishing all of these material things that you've collected, cars, houses, but you're still miserable because inside you have, there's no love. It's not there because, you know, a lot of people are too concerned about, you know, where am I going to go on vacation next or what piece of jewelry am I going to buy next? But then they say they're spiritual and, you know, it's really false what they're saying. They pretty much have false belief. Spirituality is a very special one-on-one relationship with God, whereas religion is a group of people worshiping God together. Spirituality is that special one-on-one relationship with Him.
Right. So what you're actually saying in essence is spirituality is building a rapport with God without having anyone else around or without following like sheep.
Right. Well, spirituality is love.
Right.
It's living your life through love. You know, all those things we discussed earlier, the cars, the houses, that's all ego.
Right.
And to be spiritual and to have a relationship with God, you have to toss that ego out the window.
Absolutely.
Because it's all about love, you know, and God. Yeah.
I hate to interrupt you. We have to go to another break, but please, let's get right back on topic when we come back.
We shall return.
All right. Everyone out there, please stay tuned. We're just going to hit a break right now, and we're going to be right back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want. Or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline. Tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride. But don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off. Disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get high. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Beautiful song by Billy Joel. That was great. I loved it. Before we get back to what Guy was saying before the break, I'd just like to give you folks the number to the studio so you can get either a free reading or join us today on this exciting topic of dreams. Because sometimes what you're dreaming is not what you really think you're dreaming. It has nothing to do with the actual meaning of that dream. So it's really very interesting. So the number to call, guys, is 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like some amazing healing with Guy, what's your number?
I could be reached at 646-302-1813. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. We could discuss everything, what your dreams mean, how to build your spirituality. We'll just throw it all in one pot. So
yes, I agree. But we'd like to have some input from you guys because, you know, sometimes you're thinking that your dreams mean one thing and actually they mean something completely different and you're walking up the wrong alley to help yourself. So it's really important. Okay, folks. And while I'm on the topic of that, I'd like to say one thing, and I know this might sound a little bizarre. There, I'm feeling energy from someone who is not doing well physically, health-wise. I'm feeling that energy, and I'm feeling that this person wants to call in but is hesitating. Please, I'm already feeling your energy and your spirit world. Please call, because I know you're on the brink of calling, but you are just a little bit nervous about calling, and don't be. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine. That's okay. I'll never embarrass you or say anything over the radio that could be too personal, okay? So you don't have to worry, but do call me.
I mean, if they don't want to air on the radio, you can call me. You can call Sky privately.
Absolutely.
But we're here to help.
Absolutely. And that's what our function is. Now, my number is 908-500-1474 to get a good reading with me. Or if you want to get a great reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And he will be coming home probably Friday, tomorrow. He's going to be catching a plane. B-O-M-O-A-C, whatever that is, from the Beatles.
I'm so bloody excited to see him.
Oh, so am I, darling.
He's going to talk like this.
I know.
Artie going to talk like this, man?
Yes. You know what? He does it anyway. It's so funny. He does it just
like in a
restaurant. You know what I mean? You know him.
Yep.
And now he's really there, and he's working on his accent.
Oh, he sure gets... He loves to get his Brit on.
Oh, yes, he certainly does. That's a good way of putting it, Vic. Very good way. So now we were discussing spirituality and how to find it. And
yes.
Guy, you were really hitting the nail on the head there.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's two ways. You know, it's you're either living your life based on love or based on ego. You know, you might say, oh, so-and-so, they're so materialistic, they're so pretentious. That's someone living purely through their ego. And they'll always feel like they can have everything in the world materialistically. They will still be miserable. They will still feel like they'll never be happy.
There's a void.
There's always that void, yes, correct. And until you truly get spiritual, which means surrendering to God all your worries, all your fears, and just be.
Right.
And just, you know, I have this inner peace that I will not allow anyone to disturb. You know, I help everybody, but if someone comes into my life, and you and I have discussed this many times, if someone comes into my life, and they don't have to be a bad person, they don't have to be evil, they could be the nicest person in the world. I stop speaking with someone that I actually love the person, but for some reason or another, their energy, they're a beautiful human being, their energy was not really mixing with mine.
I understand that perfectly.
And on a spiritual level, anyone out there will understand this, although... See, now the person might think, well, what the hell's wrong with me? Because they possibly are more ego-driven than more love-driven. I'm really not perfectly sure. I'm just giving an example. I'm not necessarily saying the person is like that. But anyone who says, well, why aren't they talking to me? What's wrong with me? You know, when someone starts talking like that, you know it's ego. You know, they could say they're spiritual, but to truly be spiritual, and I'm not judging anyone, understand it. And you really, truly need to understand it's not just a word that you put out there. It's a way of life.
That's the key. It's a way of life. And you can train yourself to have that way of life until it becomes so natural that you have conquered spirituality. And when that happens, your whole life falls into place. It's remarkable. Now, you could also say, playing devil's advocate, well, I have what I want and I'm content, but I can't take anybody. I just, you know, people irk me.
Wait, hold on, Sky. I have breaking news that just came off the teleprompter.
Oh.
Artie will not be returning until July 2nd.
Are you serious? So
that would be Saturday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, how come?
I would like to thank the lovely person who informed me.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, so he's going to catch an extra day. God bless him for that.
Indeed.
He loves it out there. He loves it, loves it, loves it. That's wonderful.
Yeah, to get back to it, I was speaking with someone recently about they consider themselves to be a spiritual person. However, they were always in a bad mood.
Yes.
And I'm conversing with them, and they're telling me, oh, I got to get up, and, you know, I can't stand when I have to get up so early, and so on.
So in other words, they make a problem out of nothing.
But I say to them, well, what you're doing is you're starting off your day immediately with negative energy before your feet even hit the floor.
Right.
So that's the way your day is going to go.
Correct.
Instead of having thanks that you got out of bed, no matter what time you have to wake up. I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night because something just wakes me. I'm always thankful that he allowed me to wake up.
Right. To you know, get this, your message across.
Right. You see, this is living spiritually.
Yes.
As opposed to saying, oh, crap, I don't want to get out of bed.
That is so true. That is so true. I sometimes say, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. But you know what? I'm so happy that I'm able to get out of bed. There are so many people out there who are not even able. And remarkably enough, the people that have so many disabilities and live under so much pain all the time, I find to be the most upbeat and spiritual people I have ever run into. And we really should learn a lesson from that.
Absolutely.
That teaches me so much.
Okay, right now we're going to go to break. And when we get back, we have a caller on the line.
Great.
And we'll see you in a few.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425 425- 651-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Now somewhere in the black mind.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers. And today it's with Sky and Guy.
Hello, hello.
And our beloved Artie will be home on July 2nd. And he'll be returning to us for the next show. And very much more educated than when he left. And I'm so excited because I know that he's going to give me a great reading as soon as he comes home. I know it. I feel it. I'm just so excited. But you know what, guys? We have someone from New Jersey on the line. Her name is Judy. Judy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Well, what can we do for you, Judy?
Am I speaking with Artie or Guy? Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Guy and Sky.
Oh, okay. Do I get to ask a question?
Yes, you can do what you like. You could either ask us a question, get involved with our conversation and topic about dreams right now. Anything you'd like, dear. You're the boss right now.
Oh, I like being the boss.
I know you do.
Uh-oh. Competition.
I just want to tell you one thing. There's something worrying you, and you have no need to worry. You need to remain positive. Does that make sense to you?
This is not really regarding my health. This is regarding...
No. This is not regarding your health. I'm just making a statement. My statement to you is what I'm feeling is that you have some kind of a worry that you're really stressing over. But you have no need to worry about it because if you remain positive, everything is going to turn out in your favor. Now, what did you want to tell me?
Well, I wanted to ask, I'm contemplating going to Florida. And I don't know whether to go or whether to stay. And I was just wondering, like, if you guys see me down there.
Let me ask you something. Do you have a French poodle or a small dog, a little dog?
I have two small dogs.
Okay, great. That's what I see. To be honest with you, this is not the right time for you to go.
Okay.
I feel that you would benefit by going around the end of November.
Okay.
If you can wait that long.
Okay. What I was thinking of doing was going down there, and I don't know when. And renting a place in the community that I think I'd like to live in.
Ah, very nice.
And see if, I like the facilities, the things that they offer, if I like the people. And if I rented and liked it, then I would be looking to purchase.
Very smart way to do something, I'll be honest with you. That's a really, really good way to do it. But I need you to remain positive because I feel as though you sometimes forget the positive and dwell on the negative. So now I'm getting that twice. So I know I'm correct.
Okay.
I think that what you're doing is great. You're making the right moves. And I think the best time for you to go down there would be the end of November. For some reason, that's what they're telling me, November.
What I would be doing, and I think what you're feeling from me, is I would be leaving my family here.
Yes. And you're worried about that.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you are. Yes, and that is what I'm
feeling.
And
in a way, like, I kind of feel like I almost need to go so that they can stand on their own 2 feet and not be so dependent on me.
Well, that's very good. And if you feel that strongly about that, then that is the right choice to do.
Okay.
But I also feel that there'll be big, happy changes in your life. And I feel as though November is the time. And, you know, it's kind of right, too, because then you'll be away for holidays.
Right. I also have 2 sisters down there. So
okay.
I wouldn't be without people.
Well, I'm talking about your children. And, you know, sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. And also, they're going to see what they've lost so that they're not so demanding on you. So I think that November is a great time. I'm feeling that. Angels are telling me that November is your right time. And they're also telling me that it is a good choice for you. And listen to your intuition, because you are intuitive. And I'd like you to listen to that little voice in the back of your head that you sometimes don't pay attention to.
Now, when you say that I'm intuitive, are you saying that, like, as in general, as in people are intuitive, or can you feel that I am intuitive?
No, I feel you are intuitive. I feel that,
okay.
that you know things that are going to happen before
right.
they happen.
Right. That happens a lot with me.
Yes, and I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
But also have an open heart and make sure that you forgive. Forgive those who give you stress. And also remember, before you make any choices, get as much information as you can.
Okay.
Because I feel as though your decision is the only decision. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it was nice speaking to you today, Judy, and I hope things go well for you. I know they will. Stay positive.
Thank you.
And we'll be listening, and we will be waiting to hear if everything turned out well for you. So give us a call back.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, hon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice lady.
Very sweet.
Yes. So as you were saying about spirituality, so how can somebody improve their spirituality if they're the type of person who doesn't know what to do?
Well,
what would be the first step?
You know, get in touch with someone who you know for sure could show you the way, make some suggestions, not necessarily to tell you what to do, because everyone does their own thing.
Right.
You know, everyone has their own routines that they do as far as, you know, God and the universe, so to speak. And
sure.
Just living, you know, many people... They're confused. I speak to a lot of people in my personal life, speak with clients. Many of them are very confused. They think they're living a spiritual life, but in reality, they might be. They might have the right idea, but as far as practicing spirituality, which is really... not that hard.
Yeah, for us.
In other words, if someone lives through their ego, you know, like I was describing before with the nice cars, the nice houses, that's all terrific. But stay humble.
Right.
Never let that love leave you.
Or expect
you
know. It.
Right. Right, right.
I understand that. Totally.
And, you know, it's not difficult, but a lot of people... had this confusion. They think it's like being a nuclear physicist or something. It's not. It's loving God. It's surrendering to God. It's trusting in God.
This is true. Hold that thought a minute, because we're going to take another station break, and we'll be right back, folks. And we have 2 callers after that.
been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.